Today's SearchSecurity.com podcast is being brought to you by Qwon Labs. Qwon Labs' flagship solution, QRadar, is rapidly becoming the network security management standard for businesses of all sizes. QRadar helps organizations like yours implement robust and scalable log management, detect threats missed by other solutions, and better meet regulatory reporting requirements.
Hello and welcome to this special SearchSecurity.com Security School podcast, sponsored by Qwon Labs. I'm Billy Hurley. It's great to have you with us. Today we're going to engage in some fact or fiction. We'll look at the biggest myths associated with the current crop of SIM products. Joining us on the line is Adrian Lane, a senior security strategist with 22 years of security industry experience, bringing over a decade of C-level executive expertise to Securosis, an independent security consulting practice. Mr. Lane specializes in database architecture and data security. Thanks for being here, Adrian.
Thanks for having me, Billy.
Before we get started, I want to mention that this podcast is part of our Integration of Networking and Security School lesson, Getting the Most Out of Your SIM Deployment, which you can visit at any time by navigating to searchsecurity.com/netsec. Okay, let's get into the fact or fiction. Let's tell our listeners how this works. I'll read a statement, and you'll tell me if that statement is fact or if it's fiction, and then explain why. So let's get started with the first one. Fact or fiction, Adrian, the SIMs market is in transition.
Fact, Billy. If we look at where SIM has been over the years with log collection and management, and then event aggregation and correlation, I think that the demand in the security space has definitely changed, and it's forcing it to adapt to some of the other business processing requirements and security requirements that are out there. And I got to say, as a CIO, you know, I didn't really ever find enough value from a security perspective to invest in SIM from an aggregation and correlation standpoint. I was a little bit too far removed, or didn't have enough contextual information for the business processing and business policy enforcement I wanted to implement. But I think that is, in fact, changing. And some of the regulatory enforcement measures that are out there, SIM is much more appropriate. But remember, it's come from the security space, security information management, security event management. So really, I think that's why we're seeing the transition. You know, there's been some talk on the Internet about SIM being dead, and I don't think that that's the case. SIM has been still a growing market segment. We're seeing some changes with more real-time analysis that are more common with security types of deployments and security needs. And not necessarily just trying to collect every single piece of information out there, but really just a little bit more filtering, a little bit more intelligent analysis of transaction processing and so forth. I think the network data collection that some of the vendors are providing is a good change. We're even seeing a little bit of behavioral monitoring. I'm a big fan, as you probably know, of behavioral monitoring, and I like to see that applied to the more live or more real-time data sets. Another aspect of this, as I said, you know, from a business processing and policy enforcement standpoint, you know, the more context aware you are in the data collection, what I mean by that, things that actually show me a business function being performed in context of that business function, not just network or device data, but actual application processing data, is far more useful to most IT and security personnel when it comes to looking at whether systems are being misused or data is leaking out. So, yep, definitely changing.
Okay, continuing on. Fact or fiction? Compliance cannot really be automated with a SIM.
Fact. Can't be done. My example for that really is accounting. We've had accounting software for a long time. It automates a lot of the very dreary and difficult tasks, but we still have accountants. Lots and lots of accountants still. Same thing really for SIM in the compliance space. Gathers a lot of data that's hard to get, does it from disparate systems, it can process that data, filter, normalize, can report directly on it or feed it to other systems that do the reporting. And it really gives you a good view of some of the, not only just the raw data, but some of the meta operational aspects of that data. You know, what are the systems really doing? How is it being processed? And, you know, IT systems are complicated. And this sort of automation actually is very, very helpful. And, you know, human error getting introduced into to a lot of repetitive tasks like this, you know, it's just a perfect candidate for automation with a SIM product. So that's why I'm really actually think that this is one of the areas that it's helpful in a supporting role, but you're never going to fully automate compliance.
Adrian, along those lines, fact or fiction, SIMs should be used specifically for PCI compliance?
Fiction. I know my answer or my statement is that fiction is going to cause me some enemies, but if I'm going to select a product for PCI compliance, SIM's not going to be my first choice. And here's why. When I want to comply with PCI, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to basically assess what my security is, find out where the data is, how it's being protected, what I need to do to implement additional protections, and basically then implement my policies, access control, and other sort of security policies. And while some of the SIM products offer configuration audit, you know, that sort of assessment, classification, and policy implementation is really not their strong suit. And the second piece of the puzzle for PCI compliance is monitoring of activity, quite specifically monitoring a usage and access of the sensitive credit card data. And so I'm probably going to opt for some form of application monitoring, maybe database activity monitoring, data loss prevention, because what I really want is a fast collection and fast analysis and fast interpretation of the events. And yes, I know some of the SIMs are offering network-based detection and analysis, but still, you know, neither one of these aspects are really the strong suit of the SIM products today. So probably not going to be my first choice. However, in a supporting role very much, I can use them. You know, they can tell me because they can gather additional pieces of information, not only a depth of information, but a breadth of information. From a more forensic standpoint, how effective was I with the controls that I have implemented? How efficient are those controls? And this is kind of overlooked by a lot of people, and it's nice to be able to have some sort of a feedback system built in to help you assess what your security is and how well you've been keeping up system security. So yeah, value add, but not central value.
Is it any different for other regulations like SOX?
I think so, yeah. SOX is one that's very applicable to SIMs because really it's you're looking far more at activity in a forensic manner. And for a SOX control, you know, if I don't catch something today, or I don't catch it tomorrow, that's okay. As long as I catch it by the end of the month, end of the quarter, and I can explain it, what happened, that's okay. And that's fantastic for log files, log file analysis, log management, event correlation, that sort of thing.
Okay, a couple more, Adrian. Fact or fiction? Event correlation can provide valuable help to customers in solving real business problems.
Fiction. I've never witnessed enough value with event correlation, event aggregation to really make an investment there. Theoretically, a very cool idea from a security standpoint to be able to do almost like business analytics across security events to find new attacks and threats, but I haven't seen it from a security standpoint anyway. And with some of the business problems, we're still seeing the SIM providers really get better quality information and more application-specific, processing-specific, transaction-specific data to be able to make those sorts of analysis for real business problems. Plus, the approach in anomaly detection and security that some of the event correlation and log management tools provide is just a little bit older than what we're seeing nowadays. It's just not quite the same as we used to see with port scanning and various other sorts of activity that would have been deemed inappropriate. Nowadays, the attacks are much more subtle and much more sophisticated. So either from a security standpoint or from a business processing standpoint, I'm not sure the PCI is up to the task on that.
Adrian, can you just review the concept of event correlation?
Yeah, it's basically collecting log files from disparate sources. So I might have a network routing device. I might have, let's say, a syslog. And being able to correlate events across different devices or different applications into a whole. So if I see a logon event somewhere, or even a failed logon event somewhere, and if I can correlate that with the router that event came in through, it might show me something that, okay, I had a failed event come in from outside the network that indicates that there's a high likelihood that somebody's trying to breach this particular system. Whereas if it was internal, you know, then I might be less likely to assume that this is some sort of warning or threat.
Okay, Adrian, last one, fact or fiction. SIM logs provide an unimpeachable audit trail to help with prosecution or legal action.
Fiction, once again. This is something I used to see in a lot of the marketing collateral from the SIM vendors and various other log management vendors. But when it comes down to court admissibility, usually not. It's not that difficult to tamper with some of that data. Poisoning log files for anybody who's sophisticated enough to break into systems and commit these acts is usually capable of poisoning log files. And so it's just really difficult to prove that information hasn't been tampered with from a court perspective. However, it still does have value in regards to following up on complaints of misuse, system misuse, especially from the HR perspective. You know, if you're dealing with human resource issues, looking at the data of what employees should not have been doing is a much different task and a much different challenge to prove that somebody's been violating company policy. It doesn't have to stand up to the same rigors that it would in court. And so we're seeing, especially with the email security tools and web security tools, how that these are able to provide HR with a great way of spotting misuse, providing warning mechanisms for misuse, and then being able to fire employees with cause if necessary. And SIM can do this as well, very much so. But as far as court admissibility, I would hope that a lot of the organizations strike that from their marketing collateral.
Adrian, as we wrap things up, generally speaking, what's the best advice you can give to someone making a decision or making a selection between various SIM products?
Yeah, if you're making a selection of SIM for the first time, absolutely match the business problem that you're trying to solve with the collection and reporting methods that are being presented to you by the vendor. Really, you need to understand what data it is that you need to be able to provide policy enforcement. And you know, so if your goal is to, I don't know, find failed logins, you know, it might just be cheaper to have a small network gathering appliance that does that for you, as opposed to gathering syslogs, which may or may not capture all of the activity. And so understanding what the business problem you're trying to solve is before you go in really is helpful in the selection process. Another one that comes to mind is leveraging the investment. And what I really mean by that is that a SIM provider will collect and process and store just incredible quantities of information, all sorts of different data feeds from around the organization. And the ability to take those data feeds and match them up with a number of different systems that you already have in place is a great value. So workflow systems, trouble ticketing systems, maybe it's an intrusion detection system, where you can actually feed data into these systems and say, look, we've seen something. We think that this is an event that needs to be responded to. And so you're not really changing your business process. You're not changing any of the existing software that you already have in place. But the SIM can add value into these various other already existing business processing subsystems. And I think that that's a value that we're just now starting to see a lot of customers take advantage of. And then probably the final one is policy management. You know, this is something that a lot of the IT managers are having to come to terms with regulatory compliance or security are starting to understand. You know, being able to devise policy, implement those policies, and have those policies enforced is actually takes quite a bit of time and investment. And once you get them up and running, you really want to make sure that they can be tweaked if needed, that they can be managed, that you've got appropriate separation of duties for who implements the policies or who manages the policies or who gets the data. And so policy management is starting to become a very important aspect of SIM products out there. So how you're going to filter data, what data gets normalized, what data gets kept, things like data retention policies, for example, is one of the important ones too. So, yeah, there's a number of areas within the changing marketplace where I think customers need to look nowadays.
Adrian, is it better to have a SIM appliance or is software better?
Ooh. Entirely dependent upon the customer environment. It's what they're happy with, what they're familiar with. I don't think there's a right answer for any one customer. If you like software, if you've got hardware that you specifically want to run, by all means choose software. Appliances provide an easy drop-in in some cases, but maybe not give you the flexibility that you want.
Okay, and can a SIM handle the high volume of traffic and events on your network reliably?
I think so. I think they've been designed to do that. You know, I'm staggered by some of the quantities of information some of the products out there can handle. It's just really quite amazing. The challenge is, what do you do with all the data, and what do you keep and what do you get rid of?
Mm-hmm. And do SIM users need to install agents on their servers when they're deploying?
In many cases, yeah. Agents are, you know, a double-edged sword. They have access to a lot of different information. They're relatively hard to circumvent. They can be very efficient in the way that they use the resources, network, and CPU resources of the target platform. But on the same token, you know, if you've got 1,000 different servers you're attempting to monitor, and you've got agents on all 1,000 of those, you know, being able to keep them up to date, making sure they're up and running, making sure that you're getting the information back from them in a timely fashion, that if they're keeping any sort of data locally, that they're not overflowing or using too many resources. So, you know, it's a management issue. You know, it really depends upon your environment, how you're set up, whether that's the appropriate deployment method for you or not.
Mm-hmm. And how much assistance do you think would be needed to deploy a SIM? How many consultants does it take to deploy a SIM?
Certainly depends on the size of the company. Typically, some degree of professional services is warranted, either directly from the company or from other third party companies involved who do this on a daily basis. They can help you really ramp up on the deployment, what's possible. You know, a lot of the SIMs have prepackaged policies and reports, which are great because they accelerate your implementation time. But in the same token, they almost always need to be modified and tuned for your specific environment. So having some consulting help around is a very, very handy, nice thing to have, because you just get questions answered faster and get the modifications done quicker.
Adrian Lane of Securosis, thanks for joining us.
Again, Billy, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks also to our sponsor, Q1 Labs. For more materials in our integration of networking and security school, visit searchsecurity.com/netsec. That's searchsecurity.com/netsec. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.